What's up, everybody? This is Eric Filipkowski, broadcasting my podcast on ChadRobuckle.com, excuse me. This will be my last podcast ever from my old apartment. It's been about 4, maybe 5 years I've been living here on Burbank Boulevard, right by the 170, which, if you're familiar with L.A., not the greatest place to live, but, you know, that's fine. I moved in here. I had 4 roommates, I think, 2 of whom were sleeping in the same room with me. It was a two-bedroom, it is a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment, which would explain why my rent was under $200. So, it's, you know, it's going to be nice to be living in a nice place, and I'm hoping that, you know, having to pay that much rent will keep me motivated so that I don't slack off, because it's really easy to not do anything when you only have to come up with $200 a month. I mean, that's like, you know, if you're on unemployment, you can get that no problem. Still have lots of money. Spend on crystal meth or whatever. Anyway, so I should probably warn you that I'm a little cranky. I don't know. Maybe it's the stress from the move. Maybe it's from other things. Wink, wink. I'm not going to get into that. But anyways, in case you're wondering, I have renamed the name of this site. It is ChadRobuckle.com. My reasons for doing this, I have many. Basically, it's that I'm lazy. I had ChadRobuckle.com, the domain, and I decided, why not use that and point that to my blog spot where I'm doing this blog. So there's really no reason why it's named that. Now that said, the reason it's named that is because Chad Robuckle is my imaginary friend. And he's not just any imaginary friend. He's my imaginary friend who may or may not be a rapist. And I get a lot of questions about that. Why would I imagine I have a friend who's a rapist? And first of all, I want to state that I don't know for sure that he's a rapist. Like I said, he may or may not be a rapist. Really, the same could be said of all of us. You know, you could either be a rapist or you could not be a rapist. That option is always open. But I get a lot of, a lot of questions. Like, why would you even bring that up? You know, that's sick. You must obviously have some issues. You know, are you a rapist yourself? Yada, yada, yada. Let me assure you now, I'm not a rapist. I've never raped anybody. I haven't even come close. It's kind of a stupid question. If I really was a rapist, I probably wouldn't, you know, be, like, saying it all the time. But then again, maybe I would say it, like, kind of to throw people off. I don't know. Anyways, I'm sure that'll put an end to all the questions, because I've been really clear. I'm not really sure, like, why it's named after him, this site, anyway. Like I said, basically I had this extra domain just lying around, because I'm a cyber squatter, and, I don't know, I figure, like, what I'm saying is, I think that he's hosting my podcast. I don't know, that doesn't really make any sense, but, you know, maybe I'll read some of his stories at some point on this thing, and, I'll try and get him involved. So, if you're, in the LA area, you know it is freaking cold right now. I heard that it even snowed up, like, by Magic Mountain. I don't know why it's so cold. Probably something to do with the weather. I'm guessing, like, yeah, it's probably, like, the weather. I don't know. I'm going to look into that, though. Another thing I want to talk about is Subway and their toasted sandwiches. It's an obvious ripoff of Quiznos. And it's really kind of half-assed, where they just kind of take your sandwich and put it in this, like, weird toaster thing. And the problem is the sandwich gets all dried out, especially the bread, which is something that does not really happen at Quiznos. You know, where the whole restaurant is designed around this, you know, toaster thing. And they've really, like, ironed out the kinks and everything. Whereas, like, this Subway thing is, like, really kind of half-assed, I gotta say. I mean, I like Subway. I'm going to keep going to Subway. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they're really not putting a lot of effort into this. It's almost as if they feel like this, you know, people wanting toasted sandwiches is like a fad or something. So they're not, like, willing to, like, make that kind of investment. Which is, you know, kind of crazy, because it's like, you know, if you're having a sandwich at home, you're like, yeah, I'll toast it. You're not doing it because it's like, oh, Quiznos is trendy or something, you know? I don't know. I shouldn't even get into it because, you know, I get emotional about these kinds of things. So what else? I'm getting ready to move. Like I mentioned, this will be my last podcast. Unless I do another, like, late night one. You know, like I did the other night. But I probably won't. I'll probably be trying to get some sleep because I got a big day ahead of me. But it's pretty exciting. Like I said, going to move. First time in a while, if you don't count me moving home. Yeah, so I should be all moved in tomorrow. Or at least like a couple days after that. You know, getting the last bits of stuff here and there. And getting ready for Bordeaux's birthday next weekend. Bordeaux is my new roommate, so I guess I kind of got to go, huh? I mean, I totally like to skip out on it and be like, yeah, whatever, Bordeaux, I'm not going to your birthday. But, you know, seeing as I kind of ruined his birthday last year with me getting heart surgery, I guess I should probably go. Because it is fast approaching the one-year anniversary of my heart surgery. I think the 15th or the 16th is when I went into the hospital. Then I had the surgery like the 24th or the 25th. I think it was a Wednesday. I don't know. Who cares? That stuff is stupid anyway. Right? All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Saturday, March 11th, 2006. I've been your host, Eric Filipkowski, Hollywood Phony. And on behalf of me and Chad Roebuckle, I want to thank you for listening. And again, I apologize that these podcasts are about absolutely nothing. And hopefully I can change that in the near future. All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.